This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. On the first Friday of each month, we take occasion to discuss a topic of environmental pertinence to our state, our county, and to our hometown. Lisa Wozniak is Executive Director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters and serves as host of WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment.
My guest today is Washtenaw County Commissioner Yousef Rabi, who joins us to discuss the 1,4-dioxane plume, which is slowly moving towards the Huron River, and the role that the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality plays in ensuring the cleanup. Welcome to the show, Commissioner Rabi.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
I'd like to start off by asking a very simple and important question about who is responsible for this groundwater contamination.
Well, so Gelman Life Sciences many years ago was the initial pollutant, but they've since been bought up a couple of times and are under different ownership now. But they were the ones that did the initial pollution.
And the owners at this point, I know it went from Gelman to Paul and now Paul to Danaher, I think?
Danaher, yeah, that's how you say it.
Okay. So
I always fumble with the pronunciation of that.
All good. As I understand it, on March 14th, the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, which is the entity right now charged with ensuring that this cleanup happens, announced that it would lower the legal threshold for dioxane from 85 parts per billion to 7.2 parts per billion. This announcement came, as I understand it, a full 6 years after the EPA recommendation because they were tracing dioxane to cancer. And they had recommended that states across the nation do this, and it took 6 years for the change at MDEQ. That's a long time. Can you explain this?
Yeah, it's a very long time, and it came after intense pressure from the local government here. And I think, frankly, I think it only happened because of the crisis in Flint and because the DEQ was extra sensitive. I honestly don't think it would have happened if it wasn't for the Flint water crisis. I mean, it really, I've been in the thick of this for years, fighting the DEQ, trying to put this on their radar. They have dismissed us and, you know, sort of belittled the problem that we have time and time again, and really not taken it seriously. And finally, now they're taking it seriously. And I think it really does have to do with the intense scrutiny and public pressure that the DEQ is under to really, you know, try to save face. But, you know, frankly, even what they've announced, which is good, it's positive, it's a step in the right direction, is not the end. This is, quite frankly, it's just the beginning of a long process that we're going to have to go through to get this contamination cleaned up, because the DEQ announcing a new standard doesn't mean that it's going to be in effect. I mean, the legislature still has a role to play, and there's still a number of other steps that they have to go through at the state level before this new standard becomes the state standard. And then once it's the state standard, we have to go, or the DEQ has to go to court to actually get the cleanup itself changed so that it's cleaning up to the 7.5 parts per billion standard instead of the 85 parts per billion standard. So there's a lot of steps that we still need to go through in order to get this issue resolved.
89.1 WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment continues. I'm Lisa Wozniak, and we're talking about a plume of a toxic chemical, 1,4-dioxane, and the threat that it poses to Ann Arbor's drinking water with Washtenaw County Commissioner Yousef Rabi. When we talk about groundwater contamination, Ann Arbor is certainly not the only city with challenges like this one. In fact, Ann Arbor isn't even the first city to confront the threat of dioxane, as I understand it. There's a city in Arizona, Tucson, Arizona. They found dioxane in their drinking water in about 2001, and I believe they created a plan that removed dioxane almost completely, down to 0.1 parts per billion, with no state or federal mandate to do so. What's really preventing the state of Michigan or the city of Ann Arbor, if they have the power, to actually take similar measures?
Well, the city and the county have both tried to be part of this solution. And so we have been pushing as public officials and as city and county staff to make sure that this cleanup happens faster. But the state has asserted itself as having jurisdiction over this issue and the cleanup, and the court cases that have pushed Gelman, then Paul, then Danaher to do the cleanup and you know, pay for portions of it. So we have tried, and been unsuccessful at being parties to the litigation and at taking other steps that we've tried to take. And part of the issue is that the company itself has control over the information of, you know, of what is coming out of these wells, and they actually are, you know, withholding some of that information and not being as forthcoming as they need to be with it. So I think if we were able to, you know, cooperate with the company and the state, and if they were willing to be more cooperative with us in the future, I think that the city could play an even larger role. The city and county could play an even larger role in helping to be part of the solution. But so far, we've sort of been shut out of the process. And we're trying as hard as we can to assert ourselves and to make sure that the state and the company are not sort of sidelining us.
89.1 WEMU and the First Friday Focus on the Environment. I'm Lisa Wozniak, and we're talking with Commissioner Youssef Rabi about the role of the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality in cleaning up areas of industrial contamination in our state, including right here in Washtenaw County. As you may remember, years ago, it's history for you, I think, a little bit, but there was once a law called the Polluter Pay Law in Michigan. It mandated that those who made a mess, it's something like we learn when we're children, if you make a mess, you clean it up. And that law was basically gutted in the 90s. And so here we are, 2016, and we have the remarkable and awful situation that we find in Flint. We have this challenge here in Washtenaw County with a plume of 1,4-dioxane moving towards the Huron River. And we've got the press, including WEMU, Detroit Free Press, Washington Post, New York Times, Newsweek, talking about challenges with the MDEQ. I mean, it has been highlighted in a way that I think no one really expected. Do you think there's a possibility we can re-embrace this polluter pay law?
I really hope so. I mean, that is really the way to go, in my opinion. I think that a lot of changes need to happen, especially at the DEQ. Right now, the DEQ is not acting in a way that I believe is looking out for the public interest. I think oftentimes the DEQ is taking corporate interest as the first and foremost item that it's looking out for and not the public interest. And I think that dynamic needs to change. And I think it slowly is changing, but it's not going to change unless we keep up the pressure, both the press, public officials, the public, to make sure that the Department of Environmental Quality is actually looking out for environmental quality, because right now that's just not the case. And so things like the polluter pay law and other laws, too, to make sure that the polluters in our state are cleaning up the messes that they make. It is absolutely critical. We've taken so many steps in the wrong direction, and it's time that we turn that around.
Well, as our time together comes to an end, I must ask what citizens in Ann Arbor and in Washtenaw County can do to ensure that the political pressure is there to address real cleanup and real accountability. It sounds like both are a huge challenge. What can they do?
Well, there's a lot of ways to get involved. You know, I think keeping up the pressure on the DEQ is super important, making sure that they understand that this is an important issue to the citizens of Washtenaw County, that it's not just the citizens in Ann Arbor or Scioto Township, that it's all of us working together to try to find a solution. Look, the DEQ told us when they came to our board meeting that they don't think that the plume is going to get to our water supply for the city of Ann Arbor for 30 years. But that's 30 years. That's not very long. And so what we need to demand is not only a better cleanup, but also a contingency plan. Because if that dioxane does get to our water supply, we need alternatives. Because we have hundreds of thousands of residents, or at least 100+ thousand residents that we're serving with this water, and we need to make sure that everybody has access to clean and safe drinking water, and we need to demand that as citizens. So contact the DEQ, keep on contacting your elected officials at the state level, local level, and let them know that this is an important issue to you, that you care about safe, clean drinking water, and the DEQ should as well.
Thank you so much, Commissioner Rabi. It's been a real pleasure speaking with you today. That is Washtenaw County Commissioner Youssef Rabi. I'm Lisa Wozniak, inviting you to join me next month for the next edition of 89.1 WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment.
Lisa Wozniak is Executive Director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters. WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment is a monthly feature, and it's heard, as you might expect, on the first Friday of each month. For more information on today's feature and to visit our archive, go to our webpage at WEMU.org.